Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
When I lived in New Haven, Connecticut during the late 60s, I used to see these guys walking around in jackets that said CIA on the back. I wondered why anybody in the CIA would advertise their association with an intelligence agency that was supposed to be secret. And then somebody told me that CIA stood for Culinary Institute of America, so never let it be said that I didn't learn anything in college. The CIA is no longer operating in New Haven. Since 1972, they've done their broiling and baking in Hyde Park, New York. Also, their soccer playing and volleyball playing, and their running, tennis playing, and basketball playing as well. Doug Trabue has our story.
Catherine Cabana runs on the cross-country team at the Culinary Institute of America. Every good long-distance runner knows what you eat before a race is important. But on an October Friday at 10 in the morning, I'm the one front-loading carbs in the form of oatmeal raisin cookies.
I have no sugar added, vegan, gluten-free, and my control.
We're standing in a large industrial classroom kitchen at the Institute's campus along the Hudson River. Cabana is one of 18 students in a course called Advanced Baking Principles. She challenges me to taste the four varieties and guess which is which.
All right, so here's number four. Wow, that's really good. I'm going to guess that the control was number three. No. Wow. Okay, well then I'm going to guess that number four was the control.
Well, after you got the first one wrong and I corrected you, you have all the rest of them correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
Figuring out how to make four cookies for special dietary needs, all of them delicious, by the way, takes a lot of skill and thought. Cabana uses running as a way of getting her mind off baking.
I've been doing cross country since seventh grade, so that's like 8 years for me. I'd run either way, whether they had the program or not, but I'm so glad they have it because it just keeps me more mentally sound.
The class is taught by Chef Richard Coppedge Jr., a certified master baker who has been at the CIA for 19 years. Coppedge knows about balancing cooking with athletics. In his spare time, he's an ice hockey goalie. Tall and lean, Coppedge looks like he'd be agile in the net. And to prove it, he drops easily into a split right on the kitchen floor. He says he's glad when his students take up a sport.
I think it's great because, you know, when a student comes here, you know, they don't come here for the sports first and foremost. They come here because they want to learn how to bake or they want to learn how to serve people food correctly or cook food correctly. But it gives them an activity that's totally different than what they do day in and day out.
The Culinary Institute of America was founded in 1946 in New Haven, Connecticut. The school moved to New York State in 1972 and has since added campuses in California, Texas, and Singapore. Here in Hyde Park, there are 2,800 students, and the campus features five student-staffed restaurants that are open to the public and double as classrooms. Over an upscale lunch at American Bounty Restaurant in the CIA's main building, Associate Dean of Student Activities, Recreation, and Athletics, David Whalen, says the Institute began expanding its intercollegiate sports menu in 2004 as a way of creating a more traditional campus life for students. Today, the CIA has six teams in five sports in the Hudson Valley Athletic Conference. The league is not part of the NCAA, and the CIA isn't the only school with a unique curriculum. Webb Institute, a nautical engineering school, Vaughan College of Aeronautics, and Albany College of Pharmacy are among the members. All contests are held on weekends, and if a school only has a men's team, women are allowed to try out. Whalen says the Institute has one woman on its soccer team and will have another woman on the men's basketball team this season.
So we're slowly and surely adding sports, and our philosophy is we want to equal the opportunities for women. Right now we have more opportunities for men. We think the next couple of sports that we add will be on the women's side, probably in the realm of women's soccer, women's basketball, women's tennis.
The Institute's unusual calendar makes scheduling one of the hardest parts of adding sports. The CIA offers 2- and 4-year degrees, but has a rolling admission and graduation schedule. Every 3 weeks, new students arrive as others graduate. And all students spend 5 or 6 months off campus at an externship. On top of that, many classes last 8 hours. Soccer coach Mike Murphy says getting an entire roster to practice gets complicated.
So sometimes during the season, I'll have a full team out there, 15, and then I get to the point maybe a month later where I'm having 6 or 7 students out because they switch classes, and now they're in Wines, which is in the middle of the day, and they can't come out and practice.
The CIA's teams are named the Steels, after a valuable item on campus, the tool used to sharpen knives. The newest Steel squad is the women's volleyball team. In their inaugural season this fall, the team went 13-1 en route to the conference championship. Steel's freshman middle blocker, Corinne Williams, recently earned her second Conference Player of the Week award. But today, the Leonardtown, Maryland native is busy making beef consomme.
I've pretty much known I wanted to cook since I was like 4. I got like a little wooden playset for Christmas, and I just loved it from that point. Like, just making like little plastic meals, taking my family's orders. It was just like, I've been doing it for so long. It's just like, I have to do it.
Christopher Parise is from Nashua, New Hampshire, and has played soccer since he was 6 years old. Parise says when he was considering culinary colleges, the CIA soccer program was a factor in his decision.
CIA had great reputation, great programs, and then they also had athletics, which is always very important in my life, and it keeps me focused. And it's something to meet new people, especially when you're a freshman.
At a recent CIA home soccer match against Webb Institute, freshman Katherine Johnson was one of about 50 fans who came out to watch.
I'm actually surprised at how good our sports teams are. Like, when I first heard about the sports team, I was like, well, it's a cooking school, so we're not going to be any good. But I came out the first game and we won. Like, all the games I've gone to, we've been winning.
As you might expect, CIA students spend a lot of time thinking about food. Like most athletes here, soccer co-captain Derek Sergis says sports do offer a mental escape, but he points out that even here in the campus recreation center, food is still top of mind.
Because literally everything here is food. Like, there's posters out here that are every different type of tomato, every different type of mushroom. There's the periodic table of desserts. They took a periodic table and just put every different type of dessert with the cat, like, I don't even know, ratio on how to make the dessert, and it's pretty funny.
There seems like something wrong having a dessert chart in the recreation center, yeah. Right?
Right across from all the workout room, but it's funny because Food Network's always playing above the treadmills, and it's a riot here.
Steel's cross-country runners Jacqueline DeGrandpree and Brittany Ronan say heading out for a long run after a rich meal on campus or a class that involves tasting isn't always ideal, but it does have its benefits.
Like, sometimes you'll get partway through a practice and realize how much your stomach is hurting. And But when you, like, see something that you really like, you can't deny it. Yeah. There's no denying it.
But it also, running gives you the ability to eat a little bit
exactly.
More than normally if you wouldn't be running and exercising so much.
So you don't feel so bad.
Yeah, you know how most colleges have the freshman 15, we have the freshman 40.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Another reality of being on a team at a culinary institute is good-natured taunts from opponents and their fans.
Oh, we should totally have a meet at your school. Like,
you can make us dinner.
I know, yeah.
The ball got taken away from one of our kids, and someone from the crowd was like, he took it right off your cutting board, and stuff like, make me a sandwich.
That's all right. That's okay. You're going to cook our fries someday.
But tennis coach Serge Nalliwaco says after a win, the Steels get in a friendly skewer of their own.
You know, sometimes we have fun with the coaches, and I tell them at the end of the game, yes, and we cook also.
The Steels have been coming out on top a lot lately. The women's cross-country team recently won their second consecutive conference title. And a win in today's soccer match would give the CIA its third championship this fall. You might say the Steels have found the recipe for success. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug Tribou's story about the fighting Steels of the CIA will be featured on this week's program. I'll be talking with Yahoo Sports Pat Forty about the men's college basketball season. We'll have a story about Baylor's Brittany Griner, who seems as likely as anybody to dominate the women's college basketball season. We'll find out how Frank McCourt's surrender to reality is playing in Los Angeles, where so far we haven't found anybody who wishes Mr. McCourt could somehow hold on to the Dodgers. And as Major League Soccer's playoffs wind their way toward the championship game, I'll be speaking with Simon Cooper about his book, Soccer Men, Profiles of the Rogues, Geniuses, and Neurotics Who Dominate the World's Most Popular Sport. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.